In Iraq today, more than 30 people died in a series of attacks in Baghdad and two suicide bombings in the northern city of Mosul. One blast in Mosul at a police office in a local hospital killed more than a dozen Iraqi policemen. The other attack in Mosul on an Iraqi army post killed at least 16 people. In Baghdad, a roadside blast killed a U.S. soldier on patrol. The attacks come as Bush administration officials insist that the Iraqi insurgency is in decline, and as American forces continue to train their Iraqi counterparts to take over security. As NPR's Deborah Amos reports from Baghdad, training Iraqi security forces is a lengthy process.
As the morning traffic builds in Baghdad, Iraqi soldiers of Delta Company begin their mission by piling into an open truck. They are the lead patrol for two American Humvees on a drive across the city. This Iraqi unit is in charge of Haifa Street, once one of the most dangerous places in Baghdad. The patrol today is with American advisors, a team from the Louisiana National Guard, headed by Lieutenant Mark St. Romain.
This is one of Saddam's daughter's old palaces. They just use it as a headquarters now.
Iraqi soldiers renamed this place Predator Palace. Their success in taking back Haifa Street from armed insurgents is an example the U.S. military wants to repeat across Iraq. It's also a test case for the challenges ahead. Major Fuad al-Jaburi, in a crisp uniform with an Iraqi flag on his desk, is the commander.
In the past 2 months, Haifa Street was very good. Security is 100% good.
Al-Jaburi, a military veteran from Saddam's time, says the new Iraqi army is getting stronger, not just in ability, but in acceptance.
In the beginning, you know, my friends, my relatives, and my tribe would say, "You're a traitor to this country. How do you do that?" And now they're coming to me and telling me that they want to join the military.
Haifa Street is a few blocks walk. As the patrol fans out, Iraqis take the lead. There are some hostile looks, but more people smile when Iraqis in uniform pass by. The kids remember the Americans hand out the sweets.
But this is Haifa Street right here. Before, they were taking a lot of fire from those big apartment buildings.
Until 8 weeks ago, this area was still a battle zone. Shops were closed. Fear kept residents inside. The cost to take back this street was high. Over the last year, 26 Iraqi soldiers lost to assassinations, car bombs, and combat deaths. An indication of the risks ahead as U.S. soldiers step back, handing over security to the Iraqi army. Lieutenant Fala Abdul Karim scans the side streets as he heads the patrol.
We sacrificed a lot of lives and martyrs to provide security for this area.
Delta Company is part of Iraq's 1st Battalion, 1st Army Brigade, one of only three brigades now capable of operating independently. It will take time to bring thousands of Iraqi soldiers to this level of training and equipment. Lieutenant Mark St. Romain advises the patrol.
They're walking underneath the street, but they're not looking up. We have a lot of grenades that get thrown over the roofs, but they're not looking up at the tops of the rooftops or anything. So that's something we try and make them do.
Lieutenant Abdul Karim says his soldiers are more confident when they are on their own.
You know, when people see us alone, you know, just Iraqi troops doing the operations, they feel comfortable. But when they see us with the Americans, we might get shot.
And there are other problems. American advisors say Iraqi officers have had to buy gas for army trucks. Iraq's Ministry of Defense has been unable to supply the basics, including regular meals. Even when the Americans step in, equipment is hard to get. These are all part of a working army, which American officers in Iraq say it will take years to build. Colonel Mark Milley is with the 10th Mountain Division.
It's not an overnight process. You also have to be careful about where you put the bar on where it is you want to get these guys to. How much is enough? How good is good enough?
Delta Company patrols here, lives here, washing army uniforms with a neighborhood water hose. They have won the neighbors, But there are larger concerns. In the rush to recruitment last spring, U.S. military officials allowed many veterans of Saddam's army to join up, say Iraqi government officials, without the proper checks. Now, Lieutenant Abdul Karim says his biggest fear, the suicide bombers who show up in uniform.
Well, it's still happening. It hasn't changed. And the problem with that is that, you know, he's one of their guys, so they didn't check the guy when he came in. That's the problem. People don't check their buddies with them, you know, their guys.
Lieutenant Saint Romain says Delta Company will be on its own by September.
I really couldn't say how long it's going to take, but, you know, we're putting a lot of effort into getting these guys trained so we could get home. But it's going to take a lot of effort from us. Much.
It is a first step. When will the Iraqi army be ready? American commanders in the field are not ready to give a timetable on that. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Baghdad.